Well, the risk associated for business of being charged with corporate manslaughter is that you'll be dragged into a long and very involved process where the police will take over your business in terms of seizing of computers, wanting to interview staff, and that's just at the investigation stage. So even if no charge is brought, there is still a major implication for business. If charges are brought, then obviously you get dragged into a long and unpleasant prosecution process, which involves going to court and dealing with barristers and lawyers. And of course, at the end of that, for any company convicted of corporate manslaughter, the stigma of that kind of offence is going to have an almost catastrophic effect, I would have thought, on the reputation of any business. In addition to the stigma and the reputation problems, there is guidance now which says that fines should seldom be less than £500,000 for corporate manslaughter. The one conviction to date was of a very small company with no money, but despite that, the court imposed a fine of £385,000. I don't think anyone's got a magic wand for ensuring incidents don't happen. Many of the companies that we deal with who have had tragic incidents involving one, two or more fatalities out of the same incident are often very well run, reputable companies where one aspect of their business has failed, or even there have been some behavioural aspects from individuals. I think what companies must try and do, obviously, is do as they should have always done, which is to conduct themselves as safely as possible, which means training of staff, making sure that risk assessments are in place, and that will usually mean written risk assessments, where there's a particular task for workers to undertake, that there's a method statement explaining to them what it is that's required. I mean, basically, the law is looking for the employer to protect the employees, the individuals, against incidents, even where sometimes they can involve behavioural aspects. So there's no magic wand, but companies must obviously give this due attention and make sure that they do have all of the documentation in place and the processes in place to ensure there are systems to control risk, which mean things like training, etc. This has been a more than one-pronged attack to criminalise health and safety. There's been Corporate Manslaughter Act, there's been this new guidance designed to increase sentences, and there's also been an act which hasn't had much publicity today called the Health and Safety Offences Act 2008. And what that did was essentially introduce imprisonment as an option for individual breaches of the Health and Safety at Work Act. And what I mean by individual breaches is breaches by individuals. In terms of what companies should do, then in virtually every case that one ever deals with, people are very anxious and genuine in wanting to tell you that they are committed to health and safety and always have been. But it's absolutely imperative that should the worst happen, the unexpected happen, that the companies are able to demonstrate that fact, which means not just having scribbled notes of meetings, but making sure that the documentation is in a form which can, you know, later be presented to court. It's very, very helpful to be able to refer to minutes of meetings and to documented risk assessments, to documented appraisals of employees, to documented training courses.